Ninth. If you picked up something, you wanted to chase a crow or something, you might pick up a
rock
and
throw it.
Yesterday he.
Yeah.
He.
Throw it.
Yes. Yeah. In the past, though, would be he threw.
He threw the rock.
He threw it.
Yeah.
Now, if you went over to a friend's house and rang the bell and got no answer, you'd say, "Well, I guess he isn't."
Made it home.
And there are two ways of drinking coffee with relation to using milk. You might say you drink it
black or straight or
with
cream or sugar.
Or with
milk. Yeah.
You have it with or with.
Without.
Yeah. Did you ever have another expression other than straight and black? I've heard an expression up in East Tennessee that I'd never heard before. Drinking it barefooted?
No, I've heard a few folks say that.
Yeah,
but that wasn't commonly used.
That wasn't one of your...
That wasn't commonly used.
Okay. If if a boy was a dog...
Bit?
Yeah. And so they might say that boy was...
Bit by a mad dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They ever say he was dog bit?
Oh, yes. He's dog bit.
Now, what do you call the sound a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Bawling.
And the sound a cow makes at feeding time?
Bawling.
Well, if it's a gentle sound, a contented sound?
Mooing.
All right. And then how about the horse makes?
Nickering or braying. Our mule brays and horse nickers.
Okay. And then if someone wasn't... If you might come home and met somebody you hadn't seen for a long time, you might come home to your wife and say, "Guess who I ran?"
Ran into.
All right. And if you gave the child the same name as its mother, you'd say, "We named the child the mother." Would you be more likely to say we named her after her mother?
After her mother.
Or her mother.
Either one, and I've heard it used both ways.
Okay. And then a small one to keep the chickens. If you get some
pen, coop.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And then they
have pen. Some call them coops, and some call them pens.
And then a little thing, the hen on an egg is called a
nest.
Yeah, when it's on an egg, though, you call it what kind of a hen? It's actually doing its job there.
I don't know where I know what you mean.
Well, I'm talking about a hen. It's on an egg.
She's on the nest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you call her a
setting hen.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Now, that chicken bone that kids like to pull apart, you know?
Pulley bone.
Yeah. Is there any superstition or... games that kids play with those?
Well, yes, they make wishes.
Mm-hmm. And which one is supposed
the long and short? One will break off long, and one will break. One will be short.
Does the long one get anything that
he gets the wish?
The one gets the long piece.
Yes, gets the wish.
What do you call all of the edible insides of a pig or calf?
Well, insides of a pig would be its ribs and backbones and liver and...
Yeah, that's what I mean, in there.
Heart and liver. And some people eat the lights. I never did eat no lights myself, but some people eat the lights of a hog. I'd eat the liver and the hearts.
Some people eat the intestines of hogs. Well,
that's chitlins.
Do you associate that with any special kind of people?
Yes, the colored folks.
They
want the chitlins.
I see. And now, the time when the animals are given their food, you call that?
Feed time.
Now,